Colin, I think that's the right one.
Is it the right one?
It's the right one.
So, do you think if I put something on eBay and instead of putting in the description, I put in the title very clearly, untested, are people still going to message me and go, does it work? Have you tried it?
Yeah, people don't read anything. People don't read. People don't read is the end of that sentence, Colin.
Fuck, it's irritating.
Hello, and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor, and I'm here with Colin.
Yep, that's me.
How's it going, buddy? How
it's
you doing?
It's going pretty good.
It's been a couple weeks, like normal, because we were bad at this.
It was a holiday last week.
Was it? I wouldn't know. I don't know when holidays are. It doesn't matter. Nobody's written in 2 weeks anyway. I think the show's over, Colin. Damn. I think we might be done.
Why does everybody suck?
I think it starts with us.
I don't think it does, because even when we do consecutive shows, it's like we get pity emails from Mimsy.
Yeah, but we suck, I think, is what I'm saying. We suck, so everybody else is like, why are we, what are we doing? What are we, we've been entertaining
you know,
these
I think
idiots.
You know what it is? I think it's when we stop talking about controversial things.
They stop writing in?
Yep.
So I love Donald Trump. He does a great job. Also, those Jews, am I right?
Wow. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Am I right, guys?
They have pretty cool bread and wine. Actually, their bread sucks.
It's made out of Jesus.
It's not.
Bread is made out of Jesus.
No, that's Catholics.
Oh.
They eat the Jesus bread.
I mean, all right, fair enough.
The Jews, well, I guess they got Jewish rye. That's pretty good stuff.
Oh, man, I had rye bread. This is for nobody, but I had rye bread with breakfast yesterday. Fuck, why don't I buy rye toast?
What's
wrong with me?
It's usually pricey. It's also, you got to be in the mood.
I'm always in
what
the mood.
I really like, though, and what I miss, you know, St. Patrick's Day, corned beef.
Yes.
That's the thing on St. Paddy's Day.
Yes.
The next day, when you have the leftover corned beef,
yeah,
you have some, you just got to get that beef steak rye with some caraway seeds in it. You toast it up a little bit, put a little bit of butter on it.
Uh-huh.
And then you put some mustard, just slather down your corned beef. Oh, such a good sandwich.
I'm into every part of this.
Fuck, it's so good.
Sounds great. Uh-oh. Miss it. Never mind. My computer just froze for a second, but it looks like it was all good.
All good.
I started playing a new video game this week.
Yeah?
Unfortunately.
Oh, God.
So Ben started an Ark server. I don't know if you're familiar with Ark.
Yeah, it's the dinosaur thing.
Yeah, it's a survival game. It's one of them, like a Minecraft, but pretty, not block based.
I never cared for those. I think that's one that Chris played.
I don't know. I don't know if it was around when Chris lived here.
Ark's pretty old.
It's old, been around a long time. But Chris hasn't lived here in almost 8 or 9 years. And I don't know if Ark is quite that old.
Maybe not.
But yeah, you basically start off as a naked caveman, you punch a tree and get some wood, and you build some tools, and you tool some rocks and get some stones, and you build a little stone house.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole game. And then you build more and more things, and then eventually you tame dinosaurs and ride around on dinosaurs. And build bigger buildings.
Okay.
And it builds up, like, if you build up the tech tree far enough, you get teleporters and armor and guns. And
yeah.
It goes all the way. I don't like these games. I don't like them at all. They're not good.
Well, the progression's like fake, kind of. Like, you're not... Are you really accomplishing things?
No. There's nothing to accomplish.
Right. Other than building and progressing your technology and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like Cookie Clicker, but...
God damn it.
But the difference between
this... You got into that game, didn't you?
Cookie Clicker? For 24 hours, I couldn't stop, and then I refused to ever touch it again.
That's fun.
Because Cookie Clicker games are very bad for me, because I've been playing Ark every morning from the time I wake up to the time I go to work all week.
Yeah.
Just because I want to build a fucking building.
Yeah. Sandbox games are, they're a thing.
It's both the numbers going up aspect, and then, like, I like the creative aspect of these games. Mm-hmm. I'm building a castle right now.
Sure.
Like, with parapets and fucking the whole nine, man. Yeah. I'm going to have a hidden dungeon door.
I mean, I always like SimCity games and stuff.
Yeah, it's like that kind of.
But those are more macro.
Yeah.
And not...
So the game is just like, all right, I want to build this staircase. What do I need to build the staircase? Oh, I need stone. Okay. All right, now I got my staircase. In order to build this next thing, I need this particular piece of equipment. Like some things you have to build at a forge, or you have to build at a fucking smithy table, or you have to build at a... I can't remember what the machinery one is called.
You know what? I just realized what my problem with those games are.
What's that?
Like Ark and shit. They're not isometric.
Oh, God, I wouldn't play it if it was.
That's the ones I like.
Yeah, that's fair. I get it.
Wow.
It would...
Because I like the concept of them, but now that I think of it, I've tried playing those games, I'm like, this fucking sucks. Because I can't see everything or anything at all except for what's right in front of me, and that is kind of...
I get it.
Yeah. I like to see the results.
I like to walk around inside the results, so I prefer...
Yeah, sure.
I prefer the third.
That's why there was the driving expansion for SimCity 4.
Yeah, I love... It was in, I think, the PlayStation version of 2000.
Yeah, I think it was. It was really shitty.
It was terrible, but I fucking loved it.
Yeah. SimCity 4 was the fucking best.
I only played SimCity on the Super Nintendo and SimCity 2000 on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, that was good. I have a lot of good memories with that.
Yeah.
But...
I liked the Super Nintendo SimCity because you could make Bowser stomp through your city.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. So, like, in all the natural disasters, one of them was Monster Attack, and it was just fucking Bowser would stomp out through the city.
I like my SimCity 4 because I had it on PC, and you could, like, change the music when shit happened.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Makes sense.
You know, you could make some fun music there.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ark.
Anyway, that so much like the video game, this conversation doesn't go anywhere, and I just carry it on.
Yeah,
until one day I'm like, "What the fuck am I doing with my life?" And then it was all just a big waste of time. You could play it
in perpetuum.
Yeah,
it's forever. There's no ending. So I never understood Minecraft either. Yeah, there's no like, what's your fucking goal?
To build something, it's just about it's like painting a fucking picture. It's just about the creative aspect. But I think there actually are like boss fights and shit in Minecraft.
They added them. Yeah, they never used to be.
And I think there are in Ark as well, but I don't know why you'd do them.
See, and that's why I like I really got into Minecraft, not Minecraft, but Terraria for a while there.
Yeah, Terraria at least made a play at being a video game.
Yes, it had the creative aspect, but there's shit you could go do and explore and. You know, beat bosses, unlock other bosses, and it's pretty fun.
Terraria didn't work for me at all because I don't want to build 2D castles. I want to build 3D castles.
Yeah, I guess that's fine. Man, you should have seen some of the shit Connor would build in that game. Well, that's fucking ridiculous.
That doesn't surprise me at all. I've met him.
Yeah. I wonder if you ever... Hey, Connor, I know you're going to listen to this. You should do a Terraria map that's just a big Nerf gun.
Yeah. And, oh man, I was really looking forward to the Nerf gun war, but it's winter now, so I guess we'll have to never do that.
It's winter now.
Look, man, I'm gonna put that all on you, Colin.
Don't put it on me. I didn't even bring it up.
You organize it, and I'll do it.
Honestly, you know what? I was watching somebody playing Airsoft.
Yeah.
That looks a lot more fun.
Airsoft looks super fun. I would be way into Airsoft or, you know, but we're not in fucking Scandinavia where that shit is, like, taken very seriously.
Yeah. Well, that's good because I don't want it taken very seriously.
Oh, my God.
I want to have fun with it.
No, they don't fuck around, man. They're in, like, foam fatigues and fucking...
People do that with paintball, too, though.
Yeah.
Paintball, not as fun just because you got to dick with the fucking paint all over you and you got to dress all thick.
And shit hurts.
Yeah. It can.
Paintball's actually really fun, though.
It is.
The thing I like about particularly the Scandinavian Airsoft that I used to watch on YouTube over paintball, you go to a paintball course, and it's like roughly the size of my backyard, and there's just a couple of fucking barriers, and you just... That's it. You're just running back and forth across the one stupid yard, where, like, these fucking things they do, like I was watching on YouTube, they're, like, tons of dudes on, like, just out fucking in a forest... And there's a base somewhere in the forest, and one people are garrisoned at the base protecting it, and like the other motherfuckers are stealthing through, and it's like a whole ass war, not just like 10 feet of people running around playing grab ass like fucking dodgeball.
Yeah.
Like it's fucking dope as shit, man. It looks super fun.
It does.
There's like medic troopers in one of the videos. So if you get shot and downed, a medic has to like basically fucking fireman carry you back to your base before you can play again. Yeah. Those guys are crazy. That would be very, very fun.
I just watched a guy sniping.
Yeah.
Doing airsoft sniping. That's pretty fun.
I've seen those videos.
These people are just running through and like, ah, you got me.
Yeah. Man, that game.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. You know what? One of my favorite PC games of all time was a game called Paint Brawl 2.
Okay.
It was a paintball first-person shooter.
Sure.
God damn, it was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Like, it controlled fucking really well. For you know, it was era of, like, Unreal Tournament 2000, right. Those style graphics. It was so much fucking fun. But it was, like, Windows 98, so yeah. When, like, XP and fucking Windows 7 came out, that game runs, like,
can't use it
dog
anymore.
Shit.
That's too bad.
Sucks. Like, fuck, that was so much fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I started playing the game, SOCOM 3 on the PlayStation 3.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was it 3 or 4? Maybe it was 4.
I think it was 4.
It was probably 4.
SOCOM 3 was still on PS2.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, start playing SOCOM 4 on the PS2. I suck at first-person shooters. Oh, third-person shooters.
Yeah.
Not good at them.
That's not
especially not with a controller.
Yeah. I don't think I could go back.
It's so fucking just like, overshot. At least with a mouse, you're like, doop, doop.
Yeah.
You could stop and, fuck. How do people play fucking Call of Duty like that?
We did it for years.
That's because it's all we had. Nobody had a computer that can run games like that.
That's true.
Also, those games really didn't exist on PC yet.
First-person shooters?
I mean, yeah, Doom and fucking Unreal.
Call of Duty was originally a PC
nobody
game.
Nobody played it on there.
Bro,
Nobody played Call of Duty until Modern Warfare, first of all.
Well, that's not true
it's
at all.
It's facts.
You're an idiot.
100% facts.
Call of Duty 2 was the only reason anybody bought an Xbox 360.
No, it was Modern Warfare.
No.
Yeah, it was Modern Warfare.
The only reason anybody bought Modern Warfare
nobody
was because of Call
I knew,
of Duty 2.
Nobody I knew played anything. You don't
what?
Count because I didn't know you.
Yo,
I don't
when
know.
When the 360 in 2006, you didn't know
I don't,
me?
I don't know you.
Okay.
Nobody played Call of Duty 2. Everybody's playing. Actually, was it Call of Duty 2 or was it 3?
2. 3 is the one that sucked. 3 was the Treyarch one.
Fuck. I don't know. Well, they were all like World War II, weren't they?
Yes. 1, 2, and 3 were all World War II.
Gotcha.
1 and 2 were both Infinity Ward, and then they started working on Modern Warfare, and fucking Activision's like, no, we need one out next year. So they made Treyarch make Call of Duty 3, and it sucked.
Hmm.
And me and Justin Williams used to play fucking Call of Duty 2 split screen constantly when he first got his first HD TV at the Monster House.
Hmm.
It was a very good game.
Yeah, nobody played until Modern Warfare. It's
I mean,
fine.
That's the dumbest.
I mean, like, everybody I knew played.
Also, Counter-Strike, the best first-person shooter ever made, was only ever on PC.
That doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't count.
What I'm saying is you're wrong about everything.
I'm not.
You're the
anyway. Halo is the only first-person shooter. Let's put it that way. That is probably one of the most popular first-person shooters ever.
For its time, yeah.
Yeah, and it was again controller game.
Yeah,
sucked.
Not good.
No, it's not. They're terrible.
I'm gonna play the new one when it comes out because I have Microsoft Xbox Game Pass or whatever it's called.
No, so you got it on your PC.
Yeah. And all those games come out day and date for free on Game Pass, so I'm just going to play Halo Infinite whenever it comes out.
Oh, nice.
There hasn't been a good Halo game since the first one.
Halo 2 was all right.
No, it wasn't.
It was shiny. Everything was shiny.
Yeah, the game sucked.
No, but everything was shiny.
Yes, it was. It
and
looked
there was
very
a,
pretty.
There was an insta-kill sword.
The game fucking sucked.
The sword was great.
The game fucking...
The sword was awesome.
Sucked.
Sword was awesome.
And Halo 3 was boring as shit.
But the sword was awesome.
And then I haven't played anything since then.
But yeah.
Halo 2 sucked.
Halo 2 is in the future. It's shiny. Everything was shiny.
Yeah, I get it. We've all watched the fucking Rooster Teeth show, Colin. We've seen it.
Yeah.
Make a second joke.
No! I'm making the one joke.
Make the one joke.
I'm taking my cues from you.
From 20 years
and
ago.
And leaning hard into one thing. All
right.
All the time.
Say shiny a few more times.
Shiny.
Mm-hmm.
A few more times.
Mm-hmm. That game fucking sucked.
It's fine. I mean, they all sucked. Let's face it. They were only fun when you did multiplayer game.
Right. Sure.
Like, it wasn't a good game.
The first one was very fun to play co-op through the campaign.
Mm.
The second one was not fun to play the campaign in any way at all. That was my problem.
I've only ever had fun playing single player, like a controller-based shooter.
Yeah.
Like two or three games I enjoyed the single player version of it.
Yeah.
Which was Medal of Honor Frontline.
Okay.
And that was probably just kind of...
I'm pretty sure that was... Well,
that was the first thing I ever played like that.
I don't know if that was the Infinity Ward one or not. It might have been.
No, a Medal of Honor, not...
Yeah, I know. They made Medal of Honor games before they made Call of Duty games.
I don't think it was Infinity Ward.
Because they made a bunch of them.
Did they?
Yeah.
No,
before they were the Call of Duty guys...
Were they not Infinity Ward yet, maybe?
No. They were the Medal of Honor guys, and they worked for EA... And then they all quit EA and went to work for Activision and started making the exact same games and called them Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And then they did it again, except for went back to EA, and now they're making, you know, fucking Titanfall.
Medal of Honor 2 was, I mean, it was basically you started out on Omaha Beach. It was pretty fun.
It was Call of Duty 2.
It was Medal of Honor Frontline.
Yeah.
When did Call of Duty 2 come out?
After that, because Infinity Ward's we're going to make that again. Except for a different company.
Huh. Yeah, but did the final level, was there a cheat code you could put in to have people with giant heads? And by giant heads, you had, like, patrols walking around with, like, just train cabooses as heads?
I think by the time the 360 came out, cheat codes mostly stopped being a thing.
That's true.
Like, cheat codes are kind of not a thing anymore.
That's probably true.
Because they want to sell you the cheat codes as fucking DLC.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, that didn't really happen that much on the 360 yet.
No, but that's when it was getting started.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I guess they did do DLC. It was just packaged in discs.
Yeah. Well, no, there was a bunch of, like, maps for a bunch of shooters on there.
The other one I played that I really like, Unreal Tournament 2000. Is Unreal Tournament one of the Unreal Tournaments for like the PS2 and Dreamcast?
Jesus Christ.
I don't know why. It was just kind of fun.
I don't know why either, because those games are bad.
Unreal? No, they're not. They're fun.
I mean, that's fine. You can like them.
They're fun.
I never understood the appeal. Like when we first started getting into first person shooters, we had Halo, SOCOM 2, and Unreal Championship. I loved SOCOM 2. And I think you were on the SOCOM 2 train with me. And for some reason, Larry and Mark fucking wanted to play Unreal Championship. And that fucking game sucked.
That game wasn't good, though.
No. That game was fucking awful.
No. So that's the thing. Unreal, and not all the releases of it were good. A lot of them were kind of dog shit.
Yeah, most of them. Not I would say...
Unreal Tournament and Unreal... It was like Unreal 2000 or something. It was pretty good.
Sure.
Those were good games.
Fine.
They're fun. But yeah.
There's plenty of first-person shooters I like the campaigns of, though. Fucking Gears of War was real good. Bioshock's real good.
Yeah.
I like the Rainbow Six Vegas games a lot.
Bioshock's got a lot of extra. It's not really just a shooter.
I mean, but it is. It's a first-person shooter.
I know, but it's like, there's a lot more going on. That's not all you're doing unlike the other games.
No, you're also playing Pipeworks.
Yeah.
You're first-person shooting and playing Pipeworks. I have nothing this week, in case it wasn't abundantly clear.
Well, what the hell? Did we talk about the movie I watched?
No. What movie did you watch?
Oh, yeah, because we didn't do a show last week. No. Last weekend, Doria and I watched a new movie.
What movie?
Slumber Party Massacre 2.
Oh, this movie's fucking terrible.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
You actually liked it.
It was fun.
Wow.
It was so stupid.
I thought for sure you'd be wanting to drill your fucking eyeballs out because it's like, it's all the things you hate about movies.
No, it was better because it did not take itself seriously.
You
at
think
all.
Sleepaway Camp takes itself seriously?
A lot more seriously.
Yeah, that's what actually, I disagree with you completely. Go on. No, I mean, not about it taking itself seriously, but why I go on. Sorry.
So it's a group of girls. Yeah, they got.
It's a sequel that has almost nothing to do with the original movie, except for the killer uses a drill in both of them.
Yeah, a drill.
Yeah,
a guitar drill.
Yes,
it's a drill on the end of his guitar. It's the worst movie fucking bad guy. maybe ever.
Yeah,
he's like a rockabilly fucking.
He's a third-rate Freddy Krueger. He's like doing the dream killing thing, right?
Yeah,
but it's not necessarily real clear about it.
No,
and it's all like real low budget and shittily made.
Yeah.
I don't even think there were a lot of titties in that one.
The one girl had her titties out, yeah. And they weren't. It was like the worst girl to have her titties out.
What a waste of fucking time.
I know. Yeah, that part sucked. Yeah. I was very disappointed with that because Helen from Wings is in it, and yeah. I was really hoping for Helen from Wings boobs because, you know, it's Helen from Wings.
And
she has that accent.
So the first movie was like a slightly more serious movie about a serial killer who was killing girls with a drill.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't watch the first one.
It's not good either.
That's what we were, yeah.
And then the sequel is like, well, fuck it. Just put a drill on a guitar and make him Freddy Krueger. That's popular right now.
But not even Freddy Krueger. It's like make him...
Well, I just mean he kills people in dreams.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because Freddy Krueger was popular. But no, like, he's just like a cheap punk rocker.
It's not punk rocker. It's like, it's a rockabilly. It's very specifically rockabilly.
Yeah.
And he like dances and sings and it's fucking terrible.
Yeah, the movie's dumb as fuck.
He's just dressed like a gomer and fucking has this giant guitar with the slowest spinning drill I've ever seen that just fucking bores through everything.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, I think, was a metaphor for her losing her like virginity. Like, he represented what, like, he represented...
Her getting drilled?
Her getting her virginity taken away.
Perfect.
He's trying to murder her virginity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it a was stupid fucking movie.
Weird, man. But it was fucking, it was super fucking hokey and cheesy, and I appreciated that. I like when movies lean fully into the hokiness of it. I think that's what I could really appreciate.
All right.
Because, like, Sleepaway Camp, the movie's bad. The end part was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll give you
so
that.
So here's why I prefer movies like both Sleepaway Camp and Troll 2. Because they don't know that they're making a bad movie at all.
That's why I don't.
Because everybody there is trying their hardest.
I know.
And they think they're making good. They're like, bro, this is the next fucking... this is the next Friday the 13th.
I guess it can be... I don't know.
I like when people are genuine and trying their best, and then they still... And my daddy will cut your little balls and make you a real fag. I'm like, what the fuck is this dialogue? Oh, Troll 2 is a classic.
God damn that movie.
So dumb.
Chuck but, just always wanted to fucking watch that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's fucking funny because like they don't know they're bad at this.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of appreciate that.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
But
I also like, you know, movies that lean into the camp, like Dead and Breakfast is a fucking classic.
Dead and Breakfast was great. Cabin Fever was another good one.
Yes.
Fuck, dude. The Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness for sure.
Right.
Army of Darkness was more just, that Army was completely of different.
Is pure camp. Like,
it is.
That's just a comedy movie at that point.
Yeah, it's pretty masterful, though.
I like Evil Dead 2 because it kind of starts off with a more serious tone like the first one, and then eventually he just starts hitting himself in the head with plates like a fucking...
And then he...
Like a Looney Tunes skit.
And then all of a sudden, he's Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Duke Nukem is him.
Yes. Ah, man.
Yeah. Fuck.
Those are good movies.
Those are good movies.
That show is great, too, man.
Yeah, I never did finish it. I should finish it.
Oh, fuck.
It was only like 2 seasons, though, wasn't it?
I think it's 3.
Is it 3?
It's 3 seasons.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, he's great.
Yeah.
He's pretty much great at everything he's ever done.
Yes.
Let's face it. I was talking to somebody about Hercules and Xena the other day.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fan of those shows.
Right.
And you weren't really, were you?
I liked Xena well enough.
It's because hot lesbians?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
that's fair.
And they're fine. I don't not like them. I never really got into them.
Sure. I really like those. Somebody had fucking mentioned something about, well, too bad Kevin Sorbo.
What about him?
He's a conservative.
Yeah, good for him.
And
he's the best.
Fucking people just like get super angry about it.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I don't get it. He disagrees with me, so fuck him and I hope he dies.
Could you imagine imagine living in a world where you're like, you know what? I'm not going to watch fucking The Witness Or what? Wait, that's not the right one. What's the one where he's, I didn't murder my wife. Fucking Han Solo is trying to get away with murdering his wife. It's got Tommy Lee Jones in it.
I don't know. Double Jeopardy? No. That's not
God
it.
God damn it.
I don't fucking remember.
Everybody else knows what it is.
You know, I've, like, honestly.
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man, that one.
You know, honestly, now that I think about it, Harrison Ford movies, I've seen Star Wars and Indiana Jones. I don't know if I've ever seen him in anything else. Air Force One. I've seen him in that, too. I don't think I've seen him in anything else. I can't think of anything, Trevor.
Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh. Seen those.
Okay. He hasn't been in a lot of movies.
No, he's been in Indiana Jones, fucking Star Wars, and Air Force One. That's it. Or was it Air Force One, or was it like Clear and Present Danger?
The Fugitive. God damn it. That's the one. The Fugitive.
He was in that?
Yeah, he's the Fugitive. Anyway, could you imagine being in a world where you couldn't...
Isn't that the one where he goes into the big, like, fucking drain pipe under the dam that the fucking Jay and Silent Bob copied off of?
Yes, and he says, I didn't kill my wife, and the guy says, I don't care, and he jumps out.
Gotcha.
Anyway, Tommy Lee Jones is in that. Can you imagine just, like, not watching that movie because Tommy Lee Jones was Al Gore's roommate? Could you imagine being that kind of a person? Could you, like, what's a movie you like, Colin?
Princess Bride.
Ah, all right. So you're watching The Princess Bride, and you find out that Princess Buttercup voted for Hillary Clinton.
I'm sure she did.
Right.
I don't care.
I mean, are you going to never watch Princess Bride again?
No, because I don't give a fuck. Rob Reiner is one of the biggest fucking idiot liberals on the planet.
Right.
I will watch that movie over and over.
Wallace Shawn, after fucking talking about peanuts, he's like, I sure do love Joe Biden. Are you going to never watch? Are you going to never quote fucking?
No, I don't care.
Exactly. Imagine being that fucking person who can't enjoy entertainment because somebody disagrees with you.
Yeah.
Staggering.
It's fucking stupid.
Like, fuck, man.
It's really stupid.
If Rosie O'Donnell had ever made a funny movie, I'd probably still watch it.
Dude, do you remember when Tom Selleck ripped her new asshole on her show?
It was
the best thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
And people loved it at the time. He'd probably been fucking burned in the streets.
Absolutely.
God, I miss the days when we weren't completely fucking retarded.
The brief period in the 90s where there was like balance in the fucking
crazy. And even
early
2000s.
Yeah.
9/11.
Yeah.
You know, we just passed the 20 years after a country uniting fucking event.
Yeah.
We're further spread apart than I think we've ever been.
Well, duh.
It's perfect.
It's almost like that was
planned.
The plan.
Right. I got something that came up. So saw this little video, and it was somebody talking about somebody complaining about Christians in like leadership, like Senate and Congress, politicians who are Christian and use their Christian values to push forward policy.
Yeah.
So there's a video. And it's this Senate staffer who was complaining about, I'm sure, some abortion policies people are trying to push through or something.
Yeah.
And she keeps talking about the separation of church and state and separation of church and state, and Christians and Catholics really fucking seem to miss that fact.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there listening to it, and I'm like, I don't think she seems to understand what that means.
All right, so explain it to us, Colin.
So I reply to her. Pretty sure it means the organized religions don't get to dictate legislation, and conversely, the government can't dictate what churches do.
Yeah.
Within the realms of the law that we've established in this country.
Right.
Jefferson introduced the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom in 1779, which became law in 1786. It separated Virginia government from any established church and asserted that the religious opinions of men were not the business of government.
Okay.
So all that's saying, and that's not in the Constitution either, which is another thing people fucking seem to not understand. The only thing the Constitution says is that government shall not prohibit any establishment of religion or the free practice thereof.
It also says the opposite of that. Hold on.
What?
Congress shall make no laws respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise there. So also it says Congress can't be like, well, you know,
The church
can't. There's no God.
Yeah,
there's no official church of the country, which means they should probably take In God We Trust off of dollar bills. And
I mean, that was put in on the 50s anyway.
Right. But I'm saying that was an unconstitutional thing.
That's fine. But it's not saying that, like, what she's trying to get at is that if your moral code is based on your religion,
yeah,
you can't make policy based on it.
Right.
Why?
That's dumb.
It's fucking stupid. Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's saying that the church, the organized churches themselves can't go, hey, government, you guys should probably make this law here.
Yeah.
I mean, because this is what we want.
Right.
That's not allowed.
Right.
That's a big no-no. I don't know. I found it kind of amazing that somebody who works in government just doesn't get that.
Joe Biden doesn't know how to pull his pants down before he poops, man. What do you want from the government?
I watched a video of him talking about how he's going to mandate vaccines on everybody.
Yeah.
Not by force of law, but by, you know, basically making you not be able to have a job.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What a fucking great world we live in.
Yeah, that's going to go over like a fucking fart in church.
Yeah. Well, he's right. He's on the right side of history, Trevor.
Is he?
Fuck, I don't know.
We'll see.
Apparently, some people think so. You know what, though? I wonder if you rewind it 3.5 years and have somebody else do the same thing, what happens?
So, once this vaccine goes through and they start mandating anti-gay vaccines that prevent gayness...
What?
Well, it'll save... it's to protect the health of humans.
Yeah. We have 18 months of data on it. It works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. That's... Anyway, I'm listening to him talk. He sounds exactly like I do when I'm sleep deprived for like 3 days.
Oh yeah,
straight.
He's a bumbling fucking idiot. Holy, he has no idea where he is.
And people are like, "Oh, it's just great." They're like the fucking reaching all over themselves to defend him.
Yeah,
like the dude's he sounds like an idiot. Like the dude sounded like an idiot. This guy doesn't. He's not coherent at all.
No,
you guys spent fucking a year complaining about Covfefe.
Yeah.
And this dude doesn't fucking say any... I mean...
He can't string a fucking sentence together.
He mixes his words.
And then I love... My favorite part about him is when he gets up and he's like... they told me I'm not supposed to answer any questions. But I'm only allowed to take questions. Like, bro, you're not supposed to say that part out loud.
Right.
You don't say the part your handlers told you in confidence out... You don't say the part where you're lying to people out loud.
Right.
Like, I'm supposed to read this piece of paper that tells you one thing but isn't the actual... You're not supposed to say that part. You just lie to us. You just call on the guy and pretend like it was a spontaneous thing. You don't admit that you have plants in the fucking crowd to ask you softball questions, you dumb shit.
Right. There was a fucking... Oh, my God. Apparently, somebody released a transcript of his conversation with the president of Afghanistan before the takeover.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
So Joe Biden was talking to him. He's like, yeah, so apparently there's some parts of your country where the fight against the Taliban is not going real well. And we need to make sure that nobody knows that that's the case.
Oh, wonderful. Did he cover that information up pretty good? Has anybody found out that the Taliban is still giving them trouble? I haven't heard anything about it.
Right. What the fuck?
So I don't...
How? How does this country fucking, like, how are we not just sinking to the bottom of the ocean, like, 20 years ago? Our country's ran by incompetent fucking idiots.
Yeah, well...
Not saying I'd do a better job, but I probably wouldn't do a worse job.
Let me explain a metaphor based on no personal experience. This is just a totally fictional company. We'll call it... Initial Information.
Okay.
So there's this company called Initial Information. They're ran by idiots, let's say.
Yeah, they are just ran by idiots.
Perpetually ran by complete fuck-ups. But they employ people who are so fucking dumb that they pat themselves on the back for being exploited. So, for instance, they have these refineries, let's say, that produce a good. They refine materials into a good, they mass produce materials.
Sure, sure.
They're designed to be ran by two people, these refineries. A guy stands at each end of it and pushes buttons. Well, at one point, they're like, you know what would save us a lot of money is if we fire half of our staff and run this refinery with one person. Now, some people got upset, but enough people on the floor were like, I can run it by myself without a problem. I don't know what people are complaining about, and really blowing smoke up their own ass about how they're so good at the job that they can run the machine all by themselves and really patting themselves on the back. And then when they started working 7 days a week, they're like, man, I'm not tired at all. I'm coming in every day and it's great. These people exist. Wow. In this hypothetical company.
Sure.
Initial information. A lot of them.
Fuck.
And they're smug about it.
I know that
They think they're not the fucking complete fucking idiot when they start bragging to a hypothetical coworker of theirs about how much they're... And then this hypothetical coworker goes in like, you're proud of that?
So do you get extra money for doing that
Absolutely
by yourself?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
No, and in fact, I don't think we got a raise that year. I mean, in this hypothetical company, they didn't give out raises that year.
So, like, huh. And, you know, it would have been, like, it would have been smart if they'd have done it in a way so, like, in initial information.
Yeah.
You running those machines, the refineries.
Please.
The more you produced, you'd get bonuses.
Yeah, the more you refined? Yeah, no, and that sounds like it would cost money.
And then, you know, you go down to one person, well, then you're paying less money. You can offer up to half of what you would have paid the other person.
Wow, bro, why? Can't you do the job? I can do the job better than you. You're not good enough to do the job?
Jesus Christ.
This is the kind of people who are employed in... These are the kind of people who are keeping America going because they're too fucking dumb
to really see they're being exploited.
And so they keep on running the refinery no matter how bad they're getting shit on by the fucking idiots running initial information. And that's my totally unrelated to anything. That's just a total fucking metaphor.
You sound like you really want to...
A complete fucking metaphor.
You're ready for the government co-ops.
Bro, why not? They can't fucking do any worse.
I mean, they definitely can.
Look...
They definitely can.
I got a buddy who spent some time in China, like fucking brought a woman over and married her and talks about how great it was. That's why they live here.
Yeah.
But look, they get a free closet and they only have to work like, I don't know, 18 hours a day over there
that's perfect.
Buy noodles to eat on their hot plate in their closet. Let's just do that. Fuck
yeah,
it.
That sounds fucking stupid.
That's where we're going.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already fucking being like, we're turning fucking shipping containers into cheap apartments, guys. We're doing a good thing.
I actually really like shipping container homes.
Yeah, bro. We're not talking about fancy ones being made. We're talking about
they're architected. They're just fucking.
We're talking about stacking shipping containers.
Oh, and just fucking
throwing a mattress in there and putting a door on there and being like, well, this is cheap housing. Now all these homeless people can have housing.
That's not how that works.
Don't think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Fucking dude, dolts.
I got into a discussion with somebody about homelessness.
Yeah.
And he's one of those people who gets offended if you call them homeless people and not people suffering from homelessness.
That's the dumbest fucking semantics I've ever heard in my life.
Yep.
Holy
Guess what? They're fucking homeless, so they're homeless people.
I'm going to call this person a person suffering from retardation because I don't want to offend them.
God damn it. Anyway, he's like sitting there talking about, like, his whole answer to all of it is just give them housing and money. I'm like, well, you have to fucking figure out why they're fucking homeless, why they're addicted to fucking drugs.
You know, they tried this before. You're just like, oh, well, just give them a house. Just give them a place to live.
Yeah, and they turn them into crack dens.
Look up Cabrini Green.
Yeah.
There's this movie called Candyman.
Yeah.
That's a real place, that building. Like Candyman, obviously, that part of it is made up. But the building that's just a fucking collapsing shithole where people are being murdered and raped in the hallways.
Yeah,
that's...
Caprini Green.
They had to tear it down because it was such a fucking... It was like the Taliban would be scared to go in this fucking place, right, man. It was a nightmare. And that's what happens when you don't... The problem is these people need treatment. They're not...
Right.
Stable. Yeah. Like, as
well, you have to start somewhere.
Well, we tried that. It was insane asylums, but then, you know, everybody made that... They made that fucking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest movie, and everybody's like, we gotta get them all out of there, and then this is where we are now.
Right.
So maybe...
Fucking stupid.
I don't know this. I don't have the answers. I mean...
Neither do I.
Put them all on a rocket. Into the sun. All the homeless. Right into the sun. Other than that, abortions for everybody. That's my solution.
Is it your final
solution? It's my final solution. Goddamn.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know. People are retarded. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it is. I hope somebody makes it through the first half hour of this show to get to my rant about my hypothetical.
I'm sure they will.
Place of employment. I don't know. I really wish people would write in so we wouldn't have to come up with our own content. It would be nice if somebody would come up with content for us. But nobody listens. Nobody's got any books to plug, so they're not writing in. Mimsy's probably abandoned us completely because, you know,
stopped talking about our favorite president.
We stopped talking into microphones entirely. Jesus Christ, stopped talking about our favorite
president.
Yeah. We can talk about Donald Trump. Did you see the fucking some guy on Twitter? Some fucking nobody on Twitter posted this picture about... It was like a picture of Clintons and Obama and Biden at the fucking New York Memorial for 9/11. And you know, it's just, you know, a publicity stunt, like a fucking photo op that a bunch of former presidents did on 9/11 in New York City.
Yeah.
And this guy posts that picture. He's like... President Donald Trump couldn't bother to fucking show up to his own home city in the 20th anniversary of 9/11, blah, 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 blah. And then somebody like posted the picture of Trump, like with a fucking crowd of first responders in New York on the 20th anniversary, like fucking, like, you know, his own photo op basically, but like,
yeah.
So there's this false narrative, blah, blah, blah. And this guy is like doubling down about it on Twitter and fighting with people. He's like, well, he wasn't at the official
thing. You think thing, they didn't blah, blah, want blah. Him there?
Yeah.
Why the fuck is he going to go somewhere where he's not welcome?
But like trying to double down, pretending like Trump was out of town and not, even though he's like touring fucking police stations and fire departments and glad handing with the fucking, you know, doing his own things for his own PR reasons.
Sure.
But also... The total opposite of what this guy is saying, but he just keeps fucking arguing with people that he's right and like doubling and tripling it down by it. And like just some fucking blue check mark on Twitter, and everybody on Twitter is like shitting all there's. I haven't found one tweet of anybody agreeing with him.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny to watch him get dumped on. I don't know who the guy is. He's just some asshole who does a political.
Just an asshole.
He's just us. But for some reason, people listen to his podcast, probably because he's a fucking loser. People like to hear idiots talk and not geniuses like us.
Yes.
With our deep and fucking clever metaphors that make sense to like two people in the world.
I'm a real orator.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why people should listen to us.
Fuck, man. Why aren't we popular, Colin? We're so much better at this than like 20 to 30% of the podcasts that Carl reviews on Who Are These Podcasts?
Probably more. Fuck.
I mean, some are better than us. Look, I'm not going to. But we're better than a lot of those, is all I'm saying. We're better than a lot of the worst podcasts I've ever heard. I mean, if we actually brought
content in, it wouldn't be as bad.
I mean, that sounds like so much work.
We're very lazy.
God damn.
We started off real strong.
Did
always
we?
Always had notepads.
No, I think we went like this, and then I think we had a hump in the middle where we were doing good.
That's when we were talking about SJWs a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was easy fodder.
Right. I think we had a good run where fucking there was like just dumb shit in the news we could laugh. See, before Donald Trump ruined the news cycle to be all about him, we could make fun of that fucking clock bar kid. Remember him?
Yes.
Who built a fake bomb? We could talk about fucking Tess Holliday, the 700-pound fucking beauty model who claims to be 200 pounds.
Well, we can't even do that anymore.
I still make fun of her because she's a liar. Yeah. I don't care. Bro, if you're going to start the body positivity movement, maybe don't lie. Don't half your weight, you liar.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ugh.
She's an idiot.
And then claims she had anorexia. God damn that chick. She's so funny.
She's fucked in the head.
Yeah. But we had all sorts of fun people like that to make fun of. The fucking, oh man, I know he was a local story, but the misogyny in my mailbox guy.
Yeah.
What a gem. What a gem that guy was. But all those people.
Ongoing things about, David Mitchell was later. We didn't really talk about him until later.
Yeah. Him I'm afraid to talk about too much because.
His fucking rabid fan base.
Yeah, he's litigious as shit.
Jesus.
Which is why I made sure to only refer to him as a local civil rights hero.
Okay.
I don't know why you're laughing at that. The man is a proud representative of our community.
Yeah. No. Not so much. He likes to strangle women.
I wouldn't. That sounds alleged. Allegedly.
It sounds convictedly.
Allegedly.
It sounds convictedly.
I don't have any documents.
I mean, I could find them.
But it
sounds pretty spent time in jailedly.
I don't know anything about that.
It sounds pretty.
These claims are not the claims of the podcast or this half of the room.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Fucking.
You know, what a piece of shit.
What a real scumbag.
Oh, and in kidnapping. That was the other thing, I think. Look, that was the other thing.
Look, I only know one person guilty of kidnapping, okay? And he's in prison now, so.
That's true.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything else.
Write us in at theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
Yeah, do it. Who's listening? I'm going to check the listen stats this week. They better be fucking good.
They're not.
The better be.
It's three.
It's going to be more than three. I mean, it's got to be more than
three. I mean, I stopped listening. I don't know about you.
Look, we do the show. We don't have to listen.
Yeah, that's why it sounds like shit. You got anything else? Or can
it doesn't, though.
Well, I mean, that's why the content is shit.
Oh,
how's that?
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Can I stop?
Yeah,
we're done. Thank you for listening. Go rate Who Are These Podcasts 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and tell them to review our show.
Does anybody use Apple Podcasts?
Doesn't matter. That's where he reads his ratings from.
Perfect.
Go rate his show 5 stars, but only talk about my podcast. That's what I want you to do.
Okay.
Until he starts to notice us. I don't think anybody's going to do it, but please do it. Connor at least will do it, right?
Connor will do it.
I'll make the stupid fucking Nerf thing happen if we get reviewed by fucking Who Are These Podcasts. Loudneighbors.com, Facebook.com/TheLoudNeighbors.
Last episode got 21 total listens.
Fuck. We're worse than Patrick Michael. That's embarrassing. All right, I'm stopping.